Thank you for holding. Is this iGino?
Yes.
Hi, iGino. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Okay. I'm fine, thank you.
Awesome. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, she did.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and some details, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, I think I have, you know, a fairly clear idea how it works. I just, I guess the last question I would have before we proceed would be, when you say someone does a search, what would they enter as their search question to end up seeing my profile?
You actually get to pick the keywords that you're listed for, but mainly we were looking for architectural services as a primary phrase. And then, you know, you could be under design, a service, building service, design studio. We give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases, as long as they fit the same category. And you could be listed for 15 at a time. And we have a system called Google Analytics that allows you to see which of those services are being searched the most. So we can actually see which phrases in your industry are getting the most hits or traffic from people doing a general search on Google in your area. And usually we recommend those. But you have final say, because we don't want to list you for things that you may not provide. We want to make sure that the calls that are coming through are actual job opportunities and qualified candidates for you.
I see. Okay.
Does that make sense? So it's like a customized, targeted marketing strategy for your business to kind of align you with your ideal customer.
Okay.
The major benefit to you in the conversation is that you'd be a top recommended option on that first page. There's only a few people that show. If you look up architectural service, for example, you got like Fergus Garber Architects, Spire Architecture, As-Built Existing Conditions Measured, and Castor Architecture. And we just have one listing available currently as a Google partner. But once we fill that position, we're actually going to close out the entire category for this area. So we won't be able to work with any other competing companies. And the main reason you would want a position like this for your company is, according to Google studies, 90% of the time when people search on Google, they don't go past the first page where we're talking about listing you. Generally, this is where people pick. And you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate to maintain that status or that positioning there on the first page. And the customers can call you directly as a live call.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's usually the most profitable way for business owners to market and advertise. It's been that way for the last 17 years. It's just the hardest part is actually getting the spot. Usually when people get those spots, they're reluctant to let them go. So we have these long periods of 6 months, 12 months, 18 months before another position opens up.
I see.
But it's all month to month. iGino, we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. Since you already have your own website, that'll make things a lot more affordable. But we have a graphic design team here that can make your website look a lot nicer. Give it a big upgrade there. If that's something you're interested in, we wouldn't charge you anything extra for that. We would just want to make sure that your company is looking and being represented how you would like it to on that first page.
Okay.
But normally for the services, they're usually $4.99 month to month to maintain the positioning. There is a new in business credit that Tara had requested for you. Even though that you've been 10 years on your own, you're fairly new online. Your online profile is fairly new. So that would allow me to reduce the rate down to just $2.99 month to month. So you'd be looking at about $10 a day in order to be on that first page for those 15 services. And that's going to cover up to a 50-mile radius, Igeno. So you have a pretty broad area you can cover, but if you want to shrink the area or put a point of emphasis on certain areas of the town that you know will be more profitable for what you do, like I said, it's fully customizable to you, so we'll be able to adjust the service area in which you're targeting and being displayed as well.
Okay. Well, it, you know, that all sounds quite reasonable. I interesting timing, because I just basically signed up with this Angie Leads as a referral system, and it's also, you know, it's $315 a month. And I literally just signed up last week. So
very different service. I'm familiar with those, actually. That they use Google in order to get a lot of the leads they sell on their platform. So that's how I'm familiar with them. They have a first page placement, but it's not this type of listing. They're a large company based out of Colorado. We're here in California, but what they do is they'll buy the organic listings. So if you scroll underneath where we're talking about listing you, you'll see like top 10 best architects and building designers on HomeAdvisor. Mm-hmm. And they have a Yelp listing like that too. So if somebody clicks on that, then they get turned into a lead, and then they send the lead out to a couple of different contractors that are on that list, right? And they charge you a lead fee. Because it's pay per lead, not pay per job. So they charge you a lead fee whether you get it or not in that system.
With this
system.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Oh, yeah. I was just trying to explain the differences. With this system, you'll have your own Google business profile. So the customers would see your business name, your reviews, your website when they're doing the search, and then they can contact you directly from there without you having to incur the lead fee or deal with the lead going to another competing architect in the area.
Right. Yeah, this program that they have me on is $315, just a flat rate per month. And, you know, they suggest that, you know, it'll get me a certain amount of calls or leads every month. And, I'm competing with probably three or four other firms.
Mm-hmm.
So,
definitely limiting because of their certain amount of leads per month is what they're kind of inquiring is, you know, maybe we'll charge you $40 or $50 per lead of your 315. So once that budget is exhausted, you can either spend more or you basically don't get leads until your budget renews for the next month. So that actually results in you missing a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah, it is limiting that way. And so, and their lead rates would vary actually. I think they told me 60, 62, 50 to 155 per lead.
Wow.
Quality lead.
So, wow. So, I mean, you can go through two of them and be done until the next page. Wow. Very limiting.
So, and unfortunately, it's a 1-year contract. I mean, I can get out of it, but I'd have to pay a fee to get out of it.
Right. Yeah, these are month to month, so you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. We want you coming back on your own, and you won't be limited. You know, you can get as many clients that want to contact you through there as long as they're typing in the right keywords and they're in the right areas. You're not going to be limited to the amount of those that you can get each month. So there's a lot of potential for you to get more opportunities without having to pay $155 for each one, but not to mention, you know, the Google business profile and the verification that we do, that's something that your business keeps, you know, even if you were to leave the first page placement at some point. And those are huge credibility factors. Sometimes it's even more credible than having your own website, because people can look you up on Google, see that you've been verified as a real architect. They could see your reviews, and things you've done in the past. And then the website would also be attached to it as well. But usually what people are seeing when they look you up will be a Google business profile, more so than your .com actually appearing to them.
So one other thing is I had I ran an architectural firm. I mean, I've been doing design build for close to 40 years, and I ran an architectural firm. I started it and had it in Emeryville, and that was, I had that up and running for about 12 years. But I hired architects as part of my firm. I haven't, my architectural background, I mean, I'm basically self-taught. I never went to architectural college. I have a degree in architecture, so now. So now I am, you know, but because of my experience and years I've been doing it and my background, I went to college to study art. So I redirected that into architecture.
Which right.
has been an interest all my life.
Oh, I'm but sure anyway, your work's beautiful.
The one question I have, though, is now I work as a, under California Business and Professions Code section 5537, which in California is one of the few states that allows people to do design work, but there's certain limits to what I can design. And then if it goes beyond that scope, I have a structural engineer, of course. Well, you know, when you have in California, you typically have a structural engineer involved regardless of whether you're an architect or just a designer, particularly for new structures, you have to have it. I mean, building departments more or less require that. So there's limits to what I can design, but so I don't have an architectural license, so I'm working under this section 5537. Would that fit into your category? Because when you market yourself sort of as an architect, unless you have a license, you're not even supposed to use the word architect.
So right.
I'm not sure that.
Well, to promote it, I mean, it's promoting it under your own caution, right? I mean, when a position like this one, when we're talking about architect services or architect design, you can list yourself. You know, that's not a problem. And then obviously, you know, you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself, though, if there is like an insurance issue or something like that. The only time that they're actually going to look into your license would be if we were to do Google Guarantee, which isn't something you're even eligible for at this time, just because we don't have a position available. This particular position that we're talking about here, we're just looking for somebody who will be under the keywords, right, within that architectural design scope. So I guess the short answer would be that it's not going to cause any issues. Obviously, there might be some limitations on your part on what you would like to be limited to, but we're allowed to promote your business and put you on Google. You would just be proceeding at your own risk there. And then they'll only ask you for the licensing if you do Google Guarantee, which is a pay-per-lead program. And usually you have to have this at least 2 or 3 months before we could even offer you Google Guarantee to begin with. So you might not be able to upgrade to that package later on, but that's totally fine. Many people find that they don't need to upgrade to that. Just having this local listing usually generates more than enough traffic for them to be profitable and get clients on a consistent basis.
Yeah. Well, this all sounds quite interesting. I would actually, had I not signed up with Angie, I wouldn't hesitate to sign up with you now. I just have a sort of a budget thing that I have to think about at the moment. Seeing that I've not been working for the last 2 years, that's a consideration for me, unfortunately. So that's why, you know, I'd like to. And you say, and so your program, though, you say you have a window of opportunity right now that's pretty limited, and then it may not arise for several months. Is that correct?
Right. Like if you were to pull out your phone, hi, Gino, and then you typed in architectural design or architectural services, you'll see for the San Rafael area, there's a map that pops up, and the map covers a very large area. The San Francisco Bay Area up there, going almost all the way down to like Sausalito. But there's only three guys that are displayed for that search to the people in this area. You know, I mean, you could even go across the bridge into San Francisco. So being that there's only a few people, you can imagine how many architectural design companies there are in the area, right? But there's only a few spots displayed. And that's what makes it so difficult to get, but it also makes it so profitable because almost every time somebody's conducting that search, your name is coming across their screen. It's almost like a digital business card that they're handing out.
Yeah. So why are there only like three people or four people that show up?
Yeah. Well, you have to get Google verified for one. So the people that are up there, you know, are verified. So people in the community know that that's a legitimate contractor because Google has verified that they are a real contractor, right? It's a real person, not some fly-by-night company just trying to get access to their property or something, you know. There's a lot of scams out there. So a credibility portion of it is huge, just being on Google. That's why I was saying even the Google profile we create for you is going to be huge from a credibility standpoint just for people to look you up. But on the first page, they only display three because they don't want to have 200 people there on a marketing standpoint. It removes the value to the person that's paying Google for the advertising if there's 100 other people. It's the same thing with like your Home Advisor by Angie's. You're competing with 10 other guys there and the lead's for sure going to three or four other people. That devalues the lead before you've even talked to the person. Right?
Yeah.
If you have less competitors and they're able to contact you directly, you know, it's a lot higher quality lead. And so you have a group of people that are willing to continue to use it long-term as a marketing solution. Google does care about the ROI factor for the business owners that are paying to be up there. So they limit it to just the amount of positions that are on that first page, which shows three locally. And then in the ads in Google's guarantee section above it, there's another three.
Okay. So to sign up, what is your process for signing up?
Well, first I would create your Google business profile. That's the profile that they're seeing there on the first page. So I would just verify some very basic information with you. That would be displayed there. And then we would secure that first month payment so that way you get the position. And I would schedule a client interview. And the client interview is about a 30 to 45 minute call. We do ask for an hour window. But in that call, they're going to ask you the specifics. So they want to know, you know, what areas you cover that you will or won't travel to. They want to know the specific types of services that you provide and the ones you don't, right? Just because it's in that architectural design category under that 5537 code, we want to make sure we're promoting you and customizing it to you. So that way we're getting you qualified opportunities during that call. And then if you want to make any changes to your website, they'll ask you about those and address that during that conversation as well. When we submit your profile, Google's going to send a PIN to you in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how these business owners that are up there have that little red dot next to the map, kind of indicating that they're in San Rafael or surrounding areas. There's a five-digit number on the back of that postcard that you receive in the mail as a part of your Google verification, and we'll need to collect that from you when it comes in order to complete the verification process. So by the time that comes in, we'll already have the interview done, already have the website looking how you want it to look, have made any modifications and be ready and fully customized, but we would actually launch the campaign once the verification is processed. Once you're up there, we just ask that you be responsive to the customers that are coming in, and try to generate as good of reviews as you possibly can.
When you say reviews, what does that mean?
Your Google reviews.
Your previous clients? Oh, Google reviews.
Yeah, your Google reviews, but we can help you gather or harvest reviews from previous clients. we have an app and a tracking system that the business owners use to kind of keep track of all their customers. It operates as like a CRM, but also a way for them to monitor their ROI with Google each month. And there's a way for you to request reviews through your Google business profile that will actually create and verify. So it sends them a text message and it'll ask them to write a review about your company. It's very convenient for them. They just can tap the star rating and then type in a little review for you there so we could start building your foundation on Google.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I need to take a moment and just kind of figure something out here.
I did send you some information via text message. I don't know how.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I don't know how phone savvy or tech savvy you may be, but it's a hyperlink. If you click on that hyperlink, it'll take you right to our company site.
Okay, hang on just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just briefly glanced through it. So, it says there that you're a Google partner.
Correct.
That. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's obviously other firms doing similar things, but you have a position or arrangement with Google to be able to provide these services.
Correct. If a business owner were to contact Google to get Google advertising, they would refer you to the Google partners. We're right across the street from the Google headquarters. We're all Google certified technicians. And so the premier partner is the highest accreditation you could achieve. There's only three of them in the country. Each one of us is supposed to only work with one guy locally per industry, per area. So your competitors are working with our competitors, so to speak, on being on that first page and trying to generate as many job opportunities and calls for the one that they're representing. If you scroll down underneath these, you'll see some different packages and pricing structures. And you'll notice the price point that I gave you, $299, is the lowest that you would see on any of these packages. Only our essential has that pricing structure, which is just for the Google Places placement being local and your SEO or search engine optimization content creation. What I did is I actually waived the setup fee. It's in the fine print there. It's $299 setup fee on top of the $299 monthly. But I also upgraded you to what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. And the reason I did that is because I wanted the answers to be definitive. If you were to give us a shot on a month-to-month basis, that this would beat out Home Advisor by Angie's, if you were to compare the two, because the Platinum is not just getting you the Google Places placement. You're also on the first page of Bing. They typically pull from Google's guys as long as we could do the submission and provide that Google verification to them. And then same thing, we've put you on Facebook and a popular directory submission that would include other directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, and the Apple Safari for the iPhones. Basically, in layman's terms, you're going to have more irons in the fire with this package, more exposure, more ways of generating leads, qualified leads, and job opportunities. And then it also has review monitoring for you to help you harvest those reviews, an optimized landing page, which is a .com website I know you already have a site. I've seen it here. But if you wanted a professional graphic design team to get in there, make it look how you want it to look, basically be there, be your architectural service for your website, you would have it. And then you get advanced reporting and a tracking system, so you'll be able to see everything we're generating. And you'll be available on Amazon Alexa devices if they're using a voice search. This package is usually double the cost. It's usually $5.99 monthly with a $2.99 setup fee. So the normal cost of this is $8.98 and then $5.99 mm-hmm. each month, and it's worth every penny. What I'd be providing to you if you were to come on board with us today with that new in business credit, since everything is basically new online here, I could get you that new in business credit, and it would make this package just $2.99 month to month and still waive the setup fee. So initial investment, you're saving about $600 on what it would normally cost. And then obviously every month moving forward that you would continue to use it, which I'm sure you will, if you could pair it as a marketing solution to Home Advisor by Angie's and their, you know, $150 lead costs. You know, you'd keep that $299 price. It wouldn't go up or change on you for everything in that platinum bundle. So tried to be very competitive there. You know, proof is really in the pudding. And I feel if I could just get your foot in the door, you know, hindsight's 2020, you go through a month or two of using this and you could look back and compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's. I believe this would be a no-brainer as far as a long-term marketing solution. You have a group and a team of people here that are Google certified, invested in helping you succeed with it, rather than just kind of like set it, here's a lead, $150, good luck.
Well, it actually all sounds quite enticing. Can you give me just a moment and I'll get right back to you, okay?
Sure.
And don't hang up. I'm just
going to... I'll hold. Hold for a second.
Hello, sorry for the wait.
You no, that's
there?
Fine.
John?
Yeah, I'm still with you, Gino.
Okay, great. Okay, so I guess I would like to give it a try and see how it goes, and then take it from there.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to love it. I have zero doubt if you could do anything with the current system that you have, then you'll do great with this. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. I do have the basic information as far as like your first name and last name, but I just want to make sure the spellings are correct before I continue with this. So first name is spelled I-G-I-N-O.
That's correct.
Okay, and last name is P-E-L-L-I-Z-Z-A-R-I.
That's correct.
Okay. And what is your business email address where I could send a full receipt and outline of the agreement in writing to you?
Right now I'm just using Eugenio with my middle initial V as in Victor Pelletieri at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. That'll make things a lot easier. At gmail.com. Okay, and is the current phone number that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you for services?
Yes.
Okay, so the phone number is 415-419-9558. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, all right, and Google is going to send you that PIN verification letter in the mail. Should get there pretty quick. We do have a Google headquarters in San Francisco, even though we're closer to the Mountain View location. I think we'll have it sent there. But the address is 854 Hacienda Way.
That's correct.
Okay. And that's San Rafael. It's 94903.
That's correct.
Okay. And you can receive mail there, right?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like this address hidden or displayed on Google?
Never thought about that.
Yeah, if we hide it online, it'll hide it on all other platforms that we submit you to as well. It'll just say San Rafael, California, 94903 as the address line.
Because I work out of my personal residence, and maybe I might want to.
I recommend it. Yeah, I highly recommend it. There's no reason for them to go there, just for you to go to them. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hide it for you, but we do have to ask. The main thing is just they want to make sure that you could receive the PIN verification letter in the mail.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your website, www.ivpdesign.com, you own this domain, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then any changes or modification you would like to make to the site, we'll be able to assist you with that during your client interview. How would you like the hours of operation for your business listed on Google, as well as the other platforms that we will submit you to through that Platinum package?
Well, basically 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Traditional hours. On the weekend, do you work any hours, or is it just closed on Saturday, Sunday?
Oh, I don't stop working, actually, but I think I need it.
We could set it.
I need to keep
we could set it as by appointment only. I think that'd be a great suggestion because then they could contact you, but it's obviously you're going to schedule them out, work with them on the appearance from there. But I don't want to have it say closed and dissuade them from calling altogether.
Mm-hmm. So when you say by appointment only, that means
on Google, it'll show as open technically on the weekends, but the by appointment only kind of leaves you with that or leaves them with that open sentiment that more than likely they'll be scheduled out to your regular business hours.
Oh, I see. So in other words, it sort of gives them the opportunity to contact me, but not necessarily have to do business.
Right, without the expectation that you'll be out there the same day or following day if it's a Sunday.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try that.
Okay. You could always change this too, right, Gino? I'll actually send you right now my direct number and extension. It's the same number as the one that I texted you on earlier, but my extension 544 If you ever want to make a change like that, just feel free to call in directly. We also have 24/7 mm-hmm. customer service, the same phone number. You just hit extension 1 and a live operator will be able to assist you with your Google Business Profile or making changes like that.
Okay.
And then for the client interview, like I said, usually a 30 to 45 minute call. We do ask for an hour window. What would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
Probably the best time is going to be say in the later morning, anywhere between 10 to noon.
10 to noon. Okay. I could do from 11 to 12 today if you would like, or we could schedule it for tomorrow, 10 to 11 or 11 to 12. What works best for you?
Yeah. Tomorrow actually works best. I have a commitment today.
Okay. You want to do about this time tomorrow, like 10 to 11?
Yeah, 10 to 11 tomorrow would be fine.
Okay. You're okay with text message reminders? If I send you a text like at 9 o'clock tomorrow, just as a heads up so you don't forget?
Yeah. Yep, that's fine.
Okay. All right. I'll also send a calendar invite to your Gmail there, so it should show up as a notification on your mobile device there. If you get a random buzz on your phone, that's more than likely what it's going to be. Okay. All right. So I have your profile created. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 for that Platinum Package Bundle, and again, I've waived the setup fee, so it's just going to be $299. How would you like to secure the listing?
Well, I had my wife give me her card, so I'm going to put it on her card. Now, is this $299 per month? How, is that sort of ongoing at $299 a month?
Correct. Yeah, I locked you in at that discounted pricing structure for that Platinum package. So as long as you want to remain with us each month, it'll stay $299. It won't go up or change.
Okay.
You won't incur any other costs.
Okay. And today I would pay with this card, but maybe next month I'd probably switch cards. That's not an issue, I'm assuming.
Not at all. But you do have to let us know, or it'll automatically process on her card. So you got to contact us before October 8th.
Okay.
And how does her first name appear on the card, Igino?
Her first name is Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E.
Okay. Same last name?
No. Last name, she has a middle initial on this card, Z as in zebra.
Okay.
And then the last name is Gilbert, J-I-L-V-E-R-E.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on this card, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google verification letter in the mail?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's a good sign of faith there if you guys live together. Oh, yeah. Helps me, too. I'm like, oh, not the same person. Usually they tell us not to do that. But I got a good feeling you're okay. So, is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, Igino, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. It's 4305.
4305.
7282.
7282.
3800.
3800.
9922.
9922. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0929.
09 of 29. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
363.
363. Okay. And for added protection, especially because the card doesn't match the name of the business owner, I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification recording. It's about a 60-second recording. So I'll also outline the service agreement for you, and I'm going to have this sent over to you in writing for you to sign off on. It'll be a digital form, so you can just kind of click on it and authorize it. But as I'm walking you through this, Igino, if I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize this transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you are on a recorded line here, Igino. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
IVP Design Studio.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the business?
Igino Pelizzari, sole proprietor.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Igino, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know what you already have, but if you're going to add anything else, just let us know. You shouldn't need anything else. If you look at that platinum bundle, I've tried to kind of turn us into like a one-stop shop for you and get you as many irons in the fire as possible. But we don't want to duplicate anything or have you pay for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check before we add anything additional online, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I was actually just last night looking at Nextdoor Business to see what that would work like and how that might help. But
the Nextdoor app?
Yeah, I guess that you can pay like $3 a day or $5 a day or whatever, and then they'll put ads in them. So when people in your region look on Nextdoor, they'll see an ad.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm pretty familiar with that. There's far more people doing searches on Google, Facebook, and the platforms that we're submitting you to than Nextdoor, so I'm sure your results will be a lot better. We also do have an app and a tracking system as well. So you're going to receive a text message here shortly. You'd have to go to App Store and go to Local Splash in the App Store to download the app, but your username and password will be in that text message, as well as the full outline of the agreement in writing. So, like I said, I'm really happy that you decided to give it a shot, because if you go trying things like Nextdoor, I think it's just going to add a bill, kind of like Home Advisor by Angie's, where you're not going to see as many contacts or success from a marketing standpoint as you will with being on the first page of Google. So.
Yeah, and then, for example, right now, my contract with Google, being that it's a year contract, I mean, not with Google, with Angie. If I'm not satisfied, you know, I can buy out the contract, which, you know, I may well do if this provides me all the services that I need. So
yeah, absolutely. If you give this a quarter and evaluate it, or even just 2 months, you'll have pretty obvious results to where you won't need to continue to buy leads from any other platform, especially it just being you. You know, there's some of these companies that are advertising on the first page of Google have many contractors that work underneath their brand name that they're marketing on the first page. So with you just being one, it should provide plenty of output to where you're at a point of being able to kind of cherry pick what you do and don't want to do. You know, that's the idea, is kind of cast a broad net, get the opportunities and the conversations going, and then you cherry pick the projects that you want to take, rather than kind of being in this, you know, if you pay $150 for a lead, you got to try to make the most out of that lead, right? Yeah. And that's
right.
Whether you want to or not. So I'm sure you'll like this a lot better. But the initial term of your service agreement has been charged today. It is September 8, 2025. I put it under a discounted pricing structure of just $299, but you are on the full platinum package bundle. I've waived the setup fee for you as well, and we made the website design optional for you at no additional cost. And then it says, when the term is completed, the agreement's set up to renew each month on the eighth day, but you'll keep the same pricing structure of $299. As mentioned earlier, it is a month-to-month agreement, so you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that, but I do recommend you try it for at least 2 months. And it says, mm-hmm. you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. So it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to start receiving welcome text messages and emails. If you can confirm that you've received those text messages.
So you're saying that they're going to be on my phone now?
Yep, they should be there.
Yeah, I see them.
Okay, perfect. So it might look like a lot of text messages there. Okay. There's one that says, "Hi Gino, thank you for choosing Local Splash," and I'll say click here. It'll have a full outline of the agreement called your subscription terms. When you get a chance, either after we get off the phone or this evening, make sure to click on that link and sign off on the subscription terms. That's what's going to lock you in at that discounted pricing structure and basically activate the agreement. Okay. Also, there's a username and password in there on another one of the text messages. As I mentioned before, I highly recommend you download our app in the App Store on your mobile device. It's just called the Local Splash app. It's got an L and an S, and you can log in there, and it'll keep track. That's like a CRM for you. It'll keep track of all the customers we're bringing in, and that way you're not losing phone numbers or losing touch with clients. They'll always be in there for you.
What does the acronym CRM stand for?
Client Relations Management System.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just helps you make sure that you're not losing track of people, because it'll have their numbers in there, their names in there, how they found you. You'll even have like a recording of the conversation. So let's say you got a client this month, and you know, 4 months later, that same client calls you back and says, "Hey, we did this, this, and this, and I want you to go." And you're going, "Wait a minute, I don't know who you are." You know, you can go into the CRM, plug in their phone number, and they'll have a full recall of everything in there that you did for them, and it's just help you keep track of everybody. It's like a modern day file cabinet.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah. It'll make your life a lot easier there. But you do got to kind of get around the technology. So that's what I'm saying. You got to go to App Store, go to Local Splash, download the app, and then you have your username and password. And usually your phone will save that username and password. So once you log into it once, all you'll have to do moving forward is just click on that app on your phone, and they'll all be right there on your phone.
Okay.
Okay. If you need help with it, like I said, 24/7 customer service. You also have my direct number and extension, so feel free to reach out at any time.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our team here at Local Splash. We're looking forward to building your business on Google and generating some more customers for you. One thing I do want you to keep in mind, we have that client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 10 and 11. You do want to make sure you sign those subscription terms to activate your agreement this evening. Okay?
Okay.
But enjoy the rest of your day. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, don't hesitate to call in. We got plenty of people here to help you, including myself. And then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 10, okay?
Okay. I just had one question, but maybe this would be answered tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
On my website, I basically built it myself with Squarespace.
I noticed that, yeah.
If there's any modifications or so on, how does your team make those modifications? Am I able to like assign access to the management of that?
Correct. Yeah, they're going to ask for access to it. You could add us as a manager, so that way we're not the sole manager. You still maintain ownership of it and access to it. But we'll have they'll show you how to add us to that. We'll walk you through that process. And then I'll send over some website examples just from ones we've built in the past, but it's fully customizable. So whatever your vision is, we can definitely sit down with you and make sure that it matches what you envision and want the website to look like.
Okay. 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 Well, great. I appreciate everything. And thank you for reaching out to me.
Absolutely. Hey, don't hesitate to call if you need help. I always stress that, and I can't stress it enough. You know, our educated clients are the happiest ones with the service because they know exactly what we're bringing to the table and what they're paying for each month.
Sounds good.
Thank All you. Right. So you have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.